The Muslims of Yathrib were also embarking on a dangerous experiment. Even if a foreigner was adopted by a tribe, he always remained a zalim, an outsider, a word which carried the connotation base, ignoble, evil. Poets described the zalim as a useless, superfluous accretion. Tribal loyalty was experienced as burning love of kinsfolk and harsh contempt for the alien. Anybody who put a despised zalim before his own people invited passionate scorn and revulsion. But now the Aus and Khazraj were about to swear allegiance to the Qureshi, Muhammad, and promising to give protection and military help to a large group of outsiders who would inevitably put a strain on the limited resources of the oasis. Henceforth, the Muslims of Yathrib would be known as the Ansar. This is usually translated the helpers. But this gives a somewhat anemic impression of what was involved. Narsa, or help, meant that you had to be ready to back up your aid with force. When they met Muhammad that night in Aqaba, the helpers had decided to make a second pact with Muhammad, which would be known as the Pledge of War. When the time came, the Ansar left their pagan companions sleeping in their tents and stole softly like sand grouse to Aqaba, where they met Muhammad and his uncle Abbas, who acted as his spokesman. Abbas had not converted to Islam, and he must have been shocked by Muhammad's decision to leave Mecca, but he wanted to make sure that he would be safe in Yathrib. Muhammad, he said, was protected by the Hashim in Mecca, but was ready to forego this security in order to join the Ansar. If they had the smallest doubt about his safety, they should give up the entire project immediately. But the Ansar stood firm. Bara ibn Murur, a chief of Khazraj, took Muhammad by the hand and swore that Aus and Khazraj would both extend to Muhammad exactly the same protection as they gave to their own women and children. But while he was speaking, another helper interrupted. What if Muhammad went back to Mecca and abandoned Yathrib to the wrath of the Quraysh? Muhammad smiled and replied, I am of you and you are of me. I will war against them that war against you and be at peace with those who are at peace with you. And so the Ansar made this solemn oath. We pledged ourselves to war in complete obedience to the Apostle, in weal or woe, in ease and hardship and evil circumstances, that we would not wrong anyone, that we would speak the truth at all times, and that in God's service we would fear the censure of none. The pact was couched in tribal terminology and concentrated on mutual defence. There was as yet no thought of a single united community. Aus, Khazraj and Quraysh would still operate separately. Muhammad would not go to Yathrib as head of state, but simply as the Hakam, the arbitrator of disputes between Aus and Khazraj, and as the chief of the emigrants from Mecca. The Ansar would be ruled by 12 overseers from the various clans.